knowing certain people, because I know there was a lot more gay people in our program, and they just didn't come out until afterward.
I love that.
This is Almost Prepared, the podcast where you'll laugh, you'll learn, and get through life one day at a time with Jamie and Victoria.
Jamie, I am 36 weeks pregnant, and I had to think about that because it's just different when you're pregnant for the second time. It's just, you don't really know what day it is. I'm 9 months pregnant.
Okay.
Like, I'm literally giving birth here in a couple of weeks.
You're ready to just pop out that baby.
Oh, I'm ready. Like, I am ready to go. Like, this baby can come out anytime. Anytime after 37 weeks. Because at 37 weeks, the baby's fully developed. At 37 weeks, the lungs are fully developed. So anytime after that, let's go. Let's get the show on the road. I'm uncomfortable. I'm exhausted. Chasing a toddler around is exhausting. And I know having two babies is going to be exhausting. But man, pregnancy is... Sorry, I'm out of breath.
You're out of breath from talking.
I am. Honestly, I'm just sitting here and I'm just out of breath. Yeah.
It's funny because we were going to record the other day as well too. And Victoria's like, I'm tired. I'm falling asleep. And I looked at my phone. I was like, it's like 6 o'clock.
Yeah. The first trimester, exhausting. The third trimester, exhausting. Like, it's just pure exhaustion. Like, I just can't do it.
After you give birth and you go through all that again and with your diapers and everything for you and the baby, what I like is whenever we do take a break, our show gets this massive surge of listeners. So when we did take this last little break, when you guys were dealing with all the fires, and there was one day... So randomly, we had 47 plays across all of our episodes. So people were listening to like such random episodes from so long ago and like the most current ones as well too. And I'm like, are we that famous and popular that people need to hear our opinions about things?
I'm so flattered. I'm so flattered.
It's one of those things that I'm like, I can't even handle the fame that we have now because I'm like, oh my gosh, 47 people listening to our show. What's going on?
What's happening? That's so funny.
Like, who wants my autograph, right?
How have you been, though? I saw on Instagram you're hustling hard. You're selling those houses.
Yeah, doing my best. Yeah, I had a couple open houses and I've been taking clients left, right, and center. The market's really, really busy right now in Saskatoon. My agency actually just broke the record for the biggest sale ever in Saskatchewan.
What? How much?
Yeah, it was a house that was on the market for $5 million. It sold for $4.5 million. We were the seller's agent and also the buyer's agent. So we double-ended it. So our agency did really, really well.
I've been watching Selling Sunset.
Of course, of course.
And some of the commission that they make off of these homes is just astronomical. Like, it's insane. So how much would you take home if you sold a $5 million home?
The agent who got the $5 million property that sold for $4.5 million made about $50,000 off of that one sale.
That's a good chunk of change, especially because, I mean, the year's not even halfway over.
Yeah.
And you've already made $50,000. That's pretty good.
That one sale made more than both of our radio salaries combined, actually. I know. Yeah. No words. No words. Okay. I had a question for you because came up yesterday. You guys have a pretty fair size property. Does Garrett mow the lawn?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I knew the answer. I'm just making sure that people know. Typically, what time does he mow the lawn?
It's usually in the morning before it gets too hot, like 9.
I'm asking because I mowed our lawn here last night, but I didn't mow it until like 8:30 or so because it's still bright outside. And I was getting looks for some people, like neighbors, being like, why are you mowing the lawn?
Yeah, because they probably have kids and they're like, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to put my kid to bed and you're out here mowing your damn lawn.
I had earphones on too. So I was just jamming to some music and listening to some podcasts. I was having a grand old time at 8:45. But
it probably took you like, what, 30 seconds to mow your lawn?
I'll have you know it took me a good 15 minutes. Thank you very much. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I was wondering, like, is there like an appropriate time in which you're supposed to be mowing the lawn? Like, say on a weekend, I know you wouldn't mow before 7 in the morning, but I've seen people
I guess it's
do
different
that.
For us because we live on an acreage and we have no neighbors. So we're up at 6 a.m. anyway. So if Garrett wants to go mow the lawn, fuck it. Go mow the lawn. Like, I don't
You're
care.
Like, whatever.
But we actually got a new mower a couple years ago because our old mower, it took four to 5 hours for Garrett to mow the lawn.
Oh, my
But
gosh.
Now it takes like an hour and a half. for him to mow the lawn.
That's still like way longer than I'd want to spend mowing the lawn.
It takes a long time. You know, I always made fun of my dad because where I grew up in Mississauga, like there's not that much grass. You know what I mean? Like it's just, it's the suburbs. But my dad would strap on his steel-toed boots and like get out his mower and like it would be a huge deal. And yeah, 10, 15 minutes later,
yep.
He'd be back in the house and I'm just, okay. And then you know, there's Garrett with his like flip-flops mowing the lawn.
Knowing he's going to be there for a couple of hours. Yeah. Okay. I also have to ask too, you guys had your vote in Alberta.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Danielle's in again. I don't know. It
doesn't sound like you're happy with the results.
I don't know. We have just our old MLA was, you know, he didn't really show up for many things. Mm-hmm. So I'm just hoping that this new MLA like shows up and cares, you know?
Yeah. It was the UCP party that won, right?
Yes. Yeah. Danielle Smith.
I know we don't know, always talk about who we vote for, but is that who you voted for?
No, but... because the person who was in our riding, I just really, really like her. And she was in our riding previously and she just really cared about the community and she just always showed up. And I don't know. I really liked her. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I like how you're giving a very PC version of what you're really thinking.
I'm also 36 weeks pregnant and I'm exhausted with a toddler and I just want to sleep and eat cookies. So
you're like, just leave me alone. Don't set the county on fire. Don't raise my taxes. We're fine.
I know. Exactly. Okay, Jamie, I have a this or that questions for you. My questions are all summer based. You ready?
Let's do this. What you got?
Beach or the pool?
The beach.
Sunrise or sunset?
Sunset, because I ain't getting up at 4 in the morning.
Burgers or hot dogs?
Oh, am I cooking them or just eating them?
Just eating them.
Okay, a burger then.
Burger, but there's something to say about like a hot dog, like a barbecued or like over the fire hot dog in the summer. Like, I don't know what it is.
We've been on a hot dog kick the past couple of days. I got some and I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
I know. I love a good hot dog. Anyway.
Yeah.
Motorboat or sailboat?
Neither. I ain't going on no water. I'm not doing that.
Okay. Iced tea or lemonade?
Lemonade.
Ice cream or popsicles?
Ice cream.
Sunburn or bug bites?
I don't get sunburned, y'all, but just in case. I'm black, in case you don't know that yet. So I guess I'd rather have that over a bug bite.
Have you've never gone burned?
When I was in Africa back in 2012, I got like a little bit of a sunburn, like my skin turned a little bit darker because it was in Africa. It was super hot. So I started putting on a little bit of sunscreen where I peeled a little bit, but that was the only time I've ever seen anything like that happen to me.
All right, there you go. barbecues or bonfires?
Barbecue.
Baseball or soccer?
Oh, these options are terrible. I guess baseball?
Those are all like, my questions.
Was I watching baseball or am I playing?
Yeah, you're
it?
Watching baseball.
Okay.
I don't expect you to play any sports.
Excuse me. I am actually really good at certain sports. Thank you
like
very
what?
Much. I'm really good at baseball. When we worked for Evanoff Radio, we had a softball team and I played and I was shocked at how good I was. I was hitting home runs and running the bases and I'm just like, what's y'all's excuse? I play and I'm still beating all of y'all.
Jamie, you learn something new every day.
Yeah, I mean, also, that was like in my prime. I sit on a couch and I'm like, oof, these bones.
That's how I feel too every night.
Let's get personal, personal. Let's get personal, personal.
By the way, I loved that dumb or ugly question from last time. Too funny.
Oh my God, I asked my sister that too, and we were cracking up for like 10 minutes.
Did she pick ugly?
No, she was like, I'd rather be dumb. Oh, fuck, I know. I get it.
I asked Kyle too, and he's like, no, I'd rather be dumb. And I'm like, yeah, everybody, we're just going to keep it real. My question is, if you were invisible for a day, what would you do?
Oh my God. If I was invisible for a day, I would break into a fucking bank.
Right? First thing. 100%.
Yeah, and I would just steal a ton of money.
Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. The end.
My question for you is, do you think you would win at Fear Factor or Survivor?
100% Survivor, because Survivor has a social aspect to it.
Oh, you think you could like work your way, like you work your magic?
Yeah, like I'm not the most physically active nor strong person, but I feel like I'm pretty likable. I haven't met a person who didn't like me. And if they didn't like me, I'm like, well, you're clearly crazy because.
Oh, my God. Keep going. Yes.
No, really. I think I honestly, it'd be like if someone said they didn't like you.
Yeah,
I'd be
I
like,
know.
Who doesn't like Victoria?
It's your problem.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, you're the crazy one. So I feel like I would charm my way up into winning or at least make me to the finals. Because I'm like, yeah, people like me. And I'd be like, guys, double minority. Hello. Let's play the race card.
Okay, I love it. I love it. Also, I could not fathom having to eat a rat or like lay in a bed of rats or like eat a fucking crocodile. Like, I can't do that stuff.
Yeah, the stuff on Fear Factor was nuts. And it was only for $50,000.
Great.
You know, like if it was a bigger prize, then maybe I'd be more receptive towards that. But Survivor's $1 million. Big difference. We don't have issues with people that are vegan or a vegetarian, but I want to know what you think about this. So a vegan woman sent a note to her neighbor saying, "Hello, neighbor. Could you please shut your side window when cooking, please? My family are vegan. We only eat plant-based foods, and the smell of meat that you cook makes us feel sick and upset. We would appreciate your understanding. Thank you." I know that your neighbors are far away, but how would you react if you got this note?
I would continue cooking more meat.
Even more. You'd be petty.
I would be so petty. Like, are you kidding me right now? First of all, who doesn't love the smell of barbecue?
Well, vegans.
But like, I don't know. Like, even a vegan, I'd be like, do you not smell this? Like, this smells so good. Like, the barbecue smell is just... Oh my God, it's so good.
It's top notch.
The thing about vegans is they tell everyone that they're vegan.
Yeah.
And they like push it on you. And I don't want to be vegan. I would literally weigh 20 pounds if I was a vegan. Like I would waste away. Like there'd be nothing left of me. The people would draw my blood and there'd be no blood. It'd be dust because I'd just be dead.
Yeah,
like imagine me vegan. Like there's no way. Plus I live in a small town. Cheese is, well, I guess I don't even eat cheese. I would not be able to eat anything. Like, what do you eat? You can't have ice cream?
You can grow your own vegetables.
So you eat vegetables. I couldn't do it. Like, personally, like, good on you if you want to live that lifestyle. That's great. But there's no way I can do it. And there's no way I am not barbecuing meat. You shut your own damn windows.
I'm just letting you rant. I'm letting you have your moment. Because I honestly have a really good friend of mine who is a vegan. But he doesn't shove it in your face.
Thank you.
Whatsoever. He lives his life. And like he worked at a restaurant with me and he would serve meat all day. And it's like, that's your preference. That's your choice. Just like being vegan is my choice. You live your life. I'll do mine. If you ever have any questions about being vegan, come talk to me. And that's how I feel about this as well, too, with the note. Like, I'm so sorry that you live next door to me. You should have asked about that when you were buying the house, because I'm going to live my life, close your windows, and then watch me eat, because it's going to happen.
I just can't with people. People, I feel like after COVID have just gone so nuts. Some people, like, I just like, go away. Go away.
Just like, I'm a big advocate of people like standing up for what they believe in, but also like mind your damn business.
Yeah.
It's not like you're cooking the meat and then going to their house and dropping it off in front of them being like, ha ha, I like to eat, you know, you're in your yard cooking the meat that you want to eat.
So these people must never go to a fair.
Right.
They must never go like to an amusement park. They must never go to a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
They must never do anything. They probably just sit at home. Sniff their vegetables.
Say, I think someone's barbecuing today. Let me go send them a letter. Like, imagine like walking in Costco where they do all the free samples. Do they go up to the people at the concession stand and being like, I can smell the hot dogs on there? And I find that offensive.
If anyone ever came for the $1.50 hot dog, like, step down.
Yeah.
Get out.
How long has it been since you've been in high school?
Okay, wait. I graduated in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, like 15 years? 15 years? No, 15?
Yep, 15 years.
Oh my God, 15.
Yeah.
15 years.
A little wild, eh?
I need to go pass away now.
She's having a moment. You just had an existential crisis right there, eh?
15 years. What?
Would you go to your high school reunion?
My 20 year, yeah. Yeah, I'd go.
Do you still talk to people that you were friends with in high school?
Yes.
Really? On like a regular basis?
Yes. Yeah, no, actually, a lot of my friends, actually, I've known them since elementary school. We went to high school together, so yeah.
I was going to say, did you guys like go at like the same like elementary, junior high, high school? Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. That makes more sense then. My best friend, we went through like elementary, junior high school and university together. But I think I've talked to maybe three people from high school. And from university, nobody. And from Humber College, you.
Me.
On a regular basis. On a regular
basis.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Same.
Yeah. Would you go to our 20-year Humber reunion?
No. Would you?
I would want to go for the sake of like seeing what certain people are up to and knowing certain people, because I know there was a lot more gay people in our program and they just didn't come out until afterward.
I love that.
I kind of want to see who finally came out and be like, I knew you were gay the whole time. So,
I feel like no one would want to talk to me. You know what
you
I mean?
You don't think so?
No, because I'm not in the business anymore. I have nothing to offer. You know, I'm no connection. So they're probably just like,
who are you again?
Who are you? Right.
Yeah.
You know what? I would go if you went.
I would go more so for the sake of just like seeing what certain people are up to see who got fat. And to see who is gay.
I would like to go because I remember some teachers making huge assumptions that some people in our class were going to make it really, really big.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Like
right out of the bat, they're like, this person's going to be your boss and this person, you're going to be working for this person's going somewhere, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Never said that about you and I.
Nope.
But I would just love to go to be like, what are you doing now?
What are you doing?
What I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Because you were projected to be like some huge hotshot.
I will never forget this. My one teacher said to me, you should never, ever work for the news, though. Because I was on the news pathway. They're like, you should never, ever work in news.
Yeah, news. I don't know why you chose news.
Because I was thinking I could lead into like a form of a talk show, not like just the DJ. Because I'm like, I don't want to just talk about music all day. I want to talk about things that are important.
Mm.
And then I went back and I did the DJ thing. Because I'm like, I can talk about whatever I want. So
yeah.
Lesson learned.
Mistake. Yep.
Fake news. You are fake news. Fake news. Fake news.
Two headlines are true and one is a lie. You gotta figure it out. A passenger opens a plane door during a flight and injures 12 people. People chase cheese wheel down a hill. And a surgeon was fired for dropping food in a person during surgery. Which one is the fake news?
The surgeon was fired because a passenger opens a plane door during a flight. 100%. I feel like I read stories about that all the time. The cheese thing. I know that cheese thing. It's like in Europe or whatever, where they wheel the cheese down. Everyone fumbles and falls and like rolls down the hill. So I know that's true.
The random things I should know. Okay, well, you got it right.
Thank you.
A surgeon was fired, but it was after he got a hospital cleaner to assist during an amputation. He didn't get another surgeon. He just got someone who was in the building and said, I need some help with this amputation. And so he got fired because of that.
Well, yeah. Could you imagine? Like, that's just like pulling anyone off of the street being like, hey, can you help with an amputation? Like, I wouldn't have any idea.
Of course not. I'm assuming like the person that they got to help was just like, just hold this while I do this. Or they weren't actually doing the amputation themselves. They were just there to assist. But clearly you need some form of medical training to be able to do that.
Yeah, if they're like, pass me this, I'd have no idea.
Assuming they'd tell you what it is.
This is insane.
This was in Germany, so don't worry. We have
this was in Germany. Yes, I feel like their standards are so much higher.
It was in 2020, if that makes a difference.
Oh, COVID times. Everyone's just fucking flying by the seat of their pants.
You're like, oh, okay. Makes total sense.
Yeah,
now.
It makes sense. Like, get the custodian in here. Hold the damn leg.
Oh my gosh! No way!
Say what?
this can't be real.
This may make you rethink staying at a hotel. A guy named David is the manager of a Hilton hotel in Nashville and has been charged with aggravated burglary and assault after allegedly sucking on a male guest's toe while he was sleeping.
What?
The hotel guest woke up at around 5 a.m. to find David indulging on his foot fetish. Apparently, he cloned the key to the guest room and entered while he was sleeping and just went to town on his toe. Upon further investigation, they found David had a voluntary manslaughter conviction for shooting his roommate in 1996, multiple charges of forgery, drinking and driving, and has served time in prison. And then now you can add toe sucker. This actually blows my mind, though, that like even though David has all of these charges against him, he was still a manager of a Hilton hotel in Nashville.
Yeah, I'm assuming they didn't do a background check, or maybe there's a shortage of work or something, because I'm like, how do you have all of those, that whole rap sheet, and you still get to be the manager of the Hilton hotel?
Could you imagine waking up to someone sucking your toe?
I have no words about that, because like, one, why? And if you have a foot fetish, like, there are people that can help you with that in terms of like, you can hire prostitutes or an escort or something. Don't go bother no guest who's staying at your hotel.
Go on OnlyFans, okay?
I think feet are the most disgusting part of the human body, in all honesty. Waking up to find someone sucking on your toes.
That would be freaky as hell.
Yeah, what would you do if you woke up and he was sucking not on your toes, but on Garrett's toes?
If I woke up and some man was sucking on Garrett's toes. And he didn't wake up. First of all, I'd be like, do you know where these toes have been? Like Garrett's farmer toes?
Yeah.
No one wants to be sucking on those. Oh my God. Did I tell you about how we went to Florida and Garrett got a pedicure? And the lady was just like, she brought out like the cheese grater. She was, and Garrett's like, what the fuck? And she's just like, you need it. Like, you need the cheese grater. And then after we went to the pool and Garrett's like, I can feel the bottom of the pool because she got rid of all of his calluses been like building up for the past 20 years.
Wow.
And he's like, now I'm going to have to build up my calluses. I'm like, gay, honestly, fucking can't.
Wait, he was mad that they got that all off?
Yes.
Oh, this man of yours, Victoria.
I know, I can't with feet.
Oh, okay, so you're not going to be sucking on them toes. I got you.
Would you suck on Kyle's toes?
Hell to the no. I would rather be single for every day of my life than put someone's damn toe in my mouth. That's never going to damn happen.
I agree. I can't do it. Yeah.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
The 100 fold in a pleated white chef hat represents 100 ways to cook an egg.
There's not 100 ways to cook an egg.
There are 100 ways to cook an egg. 100%.
No, there is not 100. Anyways.
Okay, you read the next one. I will Google it.
Blinding Lights by The Weeknd is the most streamed song on Spotify with 3.6 billion times.
100 ways to cook an egg. Boiled, scrambled, soft,
okay,
or hard.
We're not gonna go.
Poached, baked, basted, fried, sheared, coddled, pickled. There are many different ways to make an egg, Victoria. The longest wedding veil was longer than 63 football fields.
You can hear a blue whale's heartbeat from more than 2 miles away.
These are literally the most random facts ever. The odds of getting a royal flush are exactly 1 in 649,740. Is a royal flush like a king, queen, jack, ace, 10?
I don't know, Jamie.
I don't play poker. The end.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
facts.
You have the ability to hear what someone in your life was thinking for one day. What person's thoughts would you want to hear?
I already know what Garrett thinks. I can talk for him. Like you, that's kind of like a joke between us. It's like I'll ask him something and then I'll say his answer. Like I already know what he thinks.
Yeah.
My boss, like, wouldn't you kind of want to know what your boss thinks about you? Like for real?
Well, no, my boss has told me exactly what they think about me multiple times.
Oh, good.
You get what you see when you talk with me, but you pick your boss?
Can we pick like our dog?
Sure.
I would honestly want to know what Miss Claire Janvier Pixahatsi really thinks. Get me out of this house.
Probably. I can only imagine that if your pet would look on your phone and see like all the photos that you have of them and being like, this person is crazy and obsessed with me. Yeah.
Yes.
If I were to pick somebody though, I'd pick two people. Either I pick Kyle because I always tell him, I'm like, I feel like you never tell me what you really think. And you know me, I tell you what I always think about everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I just want to know, because especially when I know that I annoy him, I can hear it in his voice. And I'm like, say it. What you got? I'm ready for it. Or I'd pick my mom just because my mom is like psycho. Like, I love my mom. My mom is like psycho crazy in a way that I'm like, I just want to know what's going on in your brain so that I can like understand it a little bit more.
Well, she had all of you crazies, 7 kids.
That's why I need to know what's going on up there.
She probably is not thinking of anything because for the past 30 years, she's had to think about everything. Yeah. So she's probably like, just leave me alone.
Just leave me be. Although I know I'm still like the favorite, if not one of them.
Oh my God.
He's told me that multiple times. I'm aware of it. He's told it to the other kids too. She's my favorite. Except I didn't call her on Mother's Day when she got so mad at me. To be fair, we were in LA at the time. So I called her when I got back. But she's like, you didn't even send me a message or anything. I'm like, I was in LA at Universal Studios for the day. I wasn't thinking about it. She was
Jamie.
It's all good. I gave her a very heartfelt apology and I sent her a check. So she's fine.
I sent her a check. Okay, that makes up for it, I'm sure.
Right? Let's try to have a show next week if you're not giving birth by then. And if not, then we'll watch our podcast numbers increase because we won't have a show next week.
Okay. Oh, hopefully I give birth soon, but not next week. Next week's too soon.
I have my fingers crossed for you.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.